On today's show, Hyundai gets set to show off its new performance brand, Daimler takes the wraps off the convertible version of the Smart 4.2, and despite strong car sales, dealer profits remain flat. All that and more coming right up on AutoLine Daily. This is AutoLine Daily for August 28th of 2015. As part of the government bailout to save the American auto industry, the UAW was forced to assume responsibility for managing the health care of its 700,000 retirees. GM, Ford, and Chrysler gave the union over $50 billion in cash and stock to manage the Voluntary Employee Beneficiary Association, better known as the VEBA, to provide those benefits. Most labor experts felt that was not enough money, but Bloomberg reports the VEBA is thriving. It now has $61 billion in assets and posted a very impressive investment return of 14% in 2013, the most recent data available. Using big data analysis of claims, the VEBA has cut healthcare costs considerably. It's now paying for programs for retirees to change their health habits, to cut down on diabetes and heart attacks, and it encourages retirees to buy lower-cost generic drugs. The VEBA has been so successful that the UAW is now proposing that GM, Ford, and FCA adopt the same approach for providing health care of its active workers. Daimler just revealed the convertible version of the new Smart 4.2. The styling remains similar to the hardtop, but its B-pillar is a little wider. It features a soft top that can open and close in just 12 seconds, and it includes removable roof bars that can be stowed on the inside tailgate. And if you're not interested in having the top completely down, the new model comes with a sliding canvas sunroof. Like the hardtop, the convertible is powered by a turbocharged three-cylinder engine that puts out just 89 horsepower. The engine can be mated to a five-speed manual or a dual-clutch transmission. The new Smart 4.2 Cabrio will make its world premiere at next month's Frankfurt show and will later go on sale in the U.S. next summer. And speaking of Frankfurt, coming up next, a look at some performance cars that are set to debut at the show.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Hyundai, learn more at Hyundai.com. And by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
We've seen automakers like Volvo and Mercedes introduce semi-autonomous technologies on their vehicles, and now Cadillac is getting into the mix with its Super Cruise feature. While each automaker's system will take over driver functions, Super Cruise is the only one that will operate at full highway speeds without the driver's hands on the wheel. GM felt like it could safely do this because it already had the building blocks in place with other safety technologies like adaptive cruise control. But don't think the automaker is too bullish on autonomous technology. GM's director of the Electrical and Control Systems Research Lab, Kem Seredar, still feels that we're years, if not decades, away from full autonomy. Super Cruise will first be available in 2017 on the Cadillac CT6. To help show off its performance prowess, Hyundai will have the new i20 rally car that will compete in the 2016 WRC on the stage in Frankfurt. While this is just the first prototype, it has already undergone serious testing out on the trails as it gears up for the first race in Monte Carlo. The automaker will also have two concept cars that show off the future potential of the Hyundai N performance brand. The first is a race car that was exclusively developed for the Gran Turismo video game, while the other is a mid-engine car with a nearly 300 horsepower 2-liter engine called the RM15. Speaking of performance cars, Peugeot will have a hopped-up version of the 308 on the floor in Frankfurt. The car, called the Racing Cup, is actually based on the 308 GTI. They share the same 1.6-liter engine, but the Racing Cup is squeezing about 40 more horsepower out of the unit. Could end up being more, but the car is in its first stages of development. It also sports a large front splitter and massive rear spoiler. Peugeot says it will be ready by the end of 2016, at which time it will take over for the RCZ Racing Cup and various racing series around the world. Coming up next, why dealer profits remain low despite strong car sales.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Car sales in the American market are running strong this year. Most analysts are predicting that sales will top 17 million units this year, the highest they've been since the Great Recession. You would think that means dealers are raking in profits, but on AutoLine this week, Stephen Zachary, the chief economist for the National Automobile Dealers Association, told us that's not the case.
I know that revenues, of course, are up across the board. But I think what's interesting is that really profitability has been flat. And we've been running at 2.2% in terms of net margin now for the past 3 years. While it is at a historically high level, you know, it's flat. No growth at all. So there's a lot of...
Why is that, Steve?
There's a lot of active competition. I think, in particular, what you've seen is this development of effectively completely transparent pricing. You know, anyone here can buy a car effectively anywhere in the country. You don't have to go to your local car dealer anymore to buy that new car. You can email and transact with anyone you want.
Well, what about the true cars of the world? Are they affecting dealer profitability?
I think that the jury's still a little bit out. I certainly would think that it's much more this phenomenon of being able to shop anywhere. That's really heightened competition. And that's not a bad thing, but it has changed the dynamic. And I think when you look at, you know, there's still 8,000, you know, dealer owners out there with, you know, just over 16,800 outlets. You know, this takes a long time for this sort of market and these retailers to respond to these changes. And so you're seeing that.
There's a lot of great info in that show, and you can watch that whole episode right now on our website, autoline.tv. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.